words can't really put into, you know, explain what I've been through. You know, this whole year has been a very long year, a lot of, you know, ups and downs, but you know, I finally made it.
What's it gonna be like running out on that field? What do you think it's gonna feel like?
I don't know. I definitely probably cry. Probably, you know, take my little time, go, you know, chill on the bench and cry it out for a little bit, and then after that, just go out there and play, man. Play fast. You know?
It's one thing to be activated. Now you got to make it to the active game day roster. Yeah, so, yeah. Like, is there an little extra juice at practice this week, trying to prove that you should be activated?
Yeah. And also, you also have to make it to the game, so you can't, you know, just go all out at practice, because it is on the practice at the same time. So, but just go out there, play hard and fast at practice, you know, just get ready for Sunday.
How much do you feel like this team's going to maybe need you down the stretch, obviously, to get you on the active roster, Kevin King?
Definitely need me, because I think we only have about five corners total right now, so definitely need me, and I'll definitely play a lot of snaps too. So.
When'd you find out that it'd be Kevin King that'd be going on IR to open up your spot?
I actually found out today.
Did you?
Earlier today. Yeah.
Were you pretty surprised by that?
I wasn't surprised on my part of, you know, because right, I kind of knew that was gonna happen sooner or later. But, yeah.
I mean, surprised to hear that Kevin was going to IR.
No, I kind of knew that. You know, you guys are just kept in the dark.
Who are some of the people that you've leaned on to help you get through this past 12 months?
Everybody, coaches, Flea, Nate, all those guys been with me since it happened. So just pretty much every single body. Ha-Ha's been my guy since day one. So talking to him a lot too. So
Dimitri, not a lot of people give an 0-12 football team a lot of chance. What's the difficulty in playing a team like that with a record like that?
They have nothing to lose, you know what I mean? So, and any team in this league can beat you, you know. They still have talent too, so, you know, we're going to have to go out there and just play like we normally do. So, you know, you can't, you know, treat them like they're 0-12. So.
You have fresh legs at this point. What can you provide this team, maybe in multiple ways, if you make it back on Sunday?
Everything, you know. Like I said, I'm just going to go out there and play fast, and just hopefully, you know, I can go out there and make a difference. So that's all I'm going to try to do when I go out there.
Special teams as well.
So what is the rehab process like, and the balance between being patient and, you know, wanting to push and get back?
The rehab process is pretty tricky, you know, because after about the 6 months period, you know, you're kind of feeling good, but then in the back of your head, you kind of know that still doesn't feel right. So just that balance of pushing yourself but not pushing it too much, you know, to where, you know, you can actually, you know, hurt yourself more than help you. So just learning that balance is pretty big for anybody.
And when do you get to that point in terms of, you know, you're not gonna hurt yourself anymore, I guess? Or is it today that point?
I've been probably feeling good for probably like the last month.
Okay.
I've been feeling like myself, and you know, you just kind of know your body. So, you know, really for me, it was the first practice, because I've been training hard, but I haven't gone against anybody since my first practice. So once I got out there and made a couple of plays, I was like, okay, I can do this, you know.